Okay, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We want to welcome all of our listeners tonight. A very happy July 4th, and we are so thrilled that you have made it a point to be with us. As promised, we have got another outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours, and in our very first conversation, we are heading to Dallas. We want to get the pulse on Carmelo Anthony, his meeting with the Mavs on Wednesday, and we're going to visit with the radio play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Mavericks, and that is Chuck Cooperstein. Happy July 4th, Chuck.
Happy, Elissa. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And free agency fever, it is underway. And Carmelo Anthony certainly highlights the 2014 class. Several teams this week made their pitch to Melo, one being the Dallas Mavericks. Can you give us a sense of the impression that the Mavericks made on Melo?
Well, since Melo's not talking, it's hard to say. He was in and out of town very quickly. It was a relatively short meeting compared to his meetings with Chicago and Houston, who I still believe are the two teams that are probably best positioned to land him. The Mavericks took a much different approach. They took a really nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes approach as opposed to the bells and whistles that both Chicago and Houston went through, and we'll see what matters to Carmelo, because if winning matters, the Mavericks and Rockets probably have better teams than Chicago does, but if it's all about getting to the final, and there's a lot to be said for that, you'd be nuts if you're Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, or any high level free agent if you didn't really pursue action in the Eastern Conference, because the West right now is just so ridiculously loaded, and it's only going to be more so next year.
Okay, so take us some more behind the scenes and flesh out the details. What do you think the Dallas Mavericks, their main theme was with their pitch, with their presentation, and why Carmelo, why he should come to Dallas?
Well, number one, it's stable ownership. Mark Cuban's been the owner since January of 2000. They've made the playoffs 13 out of 14 years. They obviously have a championship. They obviously have taken care of, they take care of their players. They were way ahead of the curve, when it comes to, the amenities that players are looking for. You've got a championship level coach who I think certainly in this year's playoffs, if he hadn't already raised his profile to a ridiculously high level, officially did that in Rick Carlisle, and you'd be playing with the most selfless of superstars in Dirk Nowitzki, who is very open in saying, "Hey, if Carmelo wants to come here, he's got the key to the city. He's got the key to the team. I'm willing to step aside." And listen, that's what the Mavericks have been trying to do for the last couple of years, is try to have someone in here that would allow Dirk to take, I don't want to say a back seat, but more of a side seat, if you will, so that he doesn't have to do all of the heavy lifting now that he's turned 36 years old.
The radio voice for the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You bring up Dirk, and I have to love that he is a part of the process to recruit Carmelo, his total commitment, his continued leadership. But, if Carmelo was to come on board, just think, he wouldn't have to be the recipient of any more Dirk daggers. I mean, that buzzer beater back in the month of February, I mean, that was heartbreaking for Carmelo, and he was all over Dirk when one flick of the wrist had changed the whole outcome of that game.
Yeah, it will be pretty interesting if you had a front line of Carmelo, Tyson Chandler, and Dirk. I mean, that would be a classic front line, certainly as good an offensive front line, and clearly with Chandler and Dirk and the relationship they have that they forged from 2011. Bringing in a guy like Anthony into the mix, and then you obviously have Monte Ellis here for another year, coming off of arguably his best all-around year in the NBA. And that's a pretty formidable group to go into NBA battle with. The downside of all this with Anthony is if he did sign with the Mavericks, and so much depends on the money that he ultimately would accept, does he give the Mavericks enough room to be able to, put the necessary feeder parts around him? The Mavericks are in desperate need of a point guard. They did get Raymond Felton back in the Chandler trade, but Devin Harris is free. The market for free agents has really kind of been established with the signing of Sean Livingston by Golden State and Darren Collison by Sacramento at really at sort of $5 million a year. Well, you know, Devin was looking for $3 million a year, you know, when this all started, but the market being what it is, he's thinking, hey, you know, I'm probably worth a little bit, at least that, or slightly less than that. How does that affect the Mavericks? You know, when you're in the salary cap world, every penny counts. And so that you know, really becomes important in trying to build the team that's good enough to be able to get out of treacherous isn't even a strong enough word to decide, you know, to describe what the Western Conference is. It's an absolute, it's just a gauntlet. It's just a complete gauntlet that you have to go through, and you need to be able to put a team together that can survive all that and then get yourself in the playoffs and hopefully spend 2 months there.
So, Chuck, from a financial standpoint, what would it take to get Carmelo to sign on that dotted line? What kind of contract do you think Dallas would be willing to offer him?
Well, they've already said they don't want to offer him the max, and I don't think that either Chicago or Houston will offer him the max either. You know, a lot depends then on, you know, the kind of contract that Dirk is willing to accept. But, I mean, I think, you know, in any case, you're probably starting somewhere in the $17, $18 million a year range. And then, you know, you get the 4.5% raise every year, and then he gets a four-year deal, you know, from that point. And then the Mavericks can try to, you know, take care of Dirk, and there's some salary cap gymnastics that I'm sure that Donnie Nelson and Keith Grant and Jason White and the Mavericks staff are really, really good at that they would have to, I think, to employ to, you know, take care not only of Dirk but really to fill out the rest of the team. But I think in any of the cases, whether it's Houston, Chicago, or the Mavericks, you're probably looking at you know, somewhere between $17 to $18 million a year to start. Of course, the Lakers, you know, can offer the absolute most money, at least of the non-New York teams, because they can offer them a full max extension, and obviously the Knicks can as well.
It is time to take our first commercial break, and we will be rejoined with the radio voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and join us online at Twitter, @ERadioSports.